奉主耶稣圣名在这边分享圣经的道理。
The name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I'd like to share with you the words of God.
今天早上呢，要用主耶稣问门徒的一句话，要我为你们做什么？当作题目跟大家来分享，来查考。
Today I'd like to share with everyone a question that Jesus asked his disciples, what will you do for me?
我们来看一下马可福音第十章。
Let us turn to Mark chapter 10.
马可福音第十章，我们来看三十五节。
Mark chapter 10 verse 35.
马可福音第十章三十五节。
Mark chapter 10 verse 35.
西比泰的儿子雅各、约翰近前来对耶稣说：“夫子，我们无论求你什么，愿你给我们做。”三十六节，耶稣说：“要我给你们做什么呢？”那这里是主耶稣在传福音的末，已经他的末期，主耶稣准备要上耶路撒冷去为人类完成这个救赎的工作。
At this time, Jesus was in the latter half of his gospel, and he was about to go to Jerusalem to finish salvation.
主耶稣是，他其实，他经过了三年的，到处去宣道之后，他现在要走上耶路撒冷去了。
Jesus went around the world preaching for 3 years, and he was about to take the steps towards Jerusalem.
那，在这个往耶路撒冷的路上呢，这个。门徒两个门徒雅各跟约翰来问主耶稣。
On his way to Jerusalem, two of his disciples, James and John, came to him to ask him a question.
说父子，我们无论求你什么，愿你给我们做。
They said, Teacher, we want you to do for us whatever we ask.
主耶稣这个时候，当然不知道他们要求什么，就问说：“那我要给你们，你要我给你们做什么呢？”
At that time, Jesus did not know what they desired, so he said to them, "What do you want me to do for you?"
当时候主耶稣他要往耶路撒冷去，其实门徒啊，他们跟着他哈，跟着主耶稣基督是一存着一种害怕的心情跟着的。
When Jesus was on his path towards Jerusalem, his disciples followed him, but they followed him in fear.
对主耶稣来说，主耶稣的心是非常坚定的。
For Jesus, his heart was very steadfast.
因为他知道。他要到耶路撒冷去，在那里他要遇到的事情，他早就知道了。
For he knew that when he went to Jerusalem, he knew all the things he would encounter there.
因为在那里，他要被他的门徒出卖，他被抓，他要被审，然后他要被钉十字架，他要为人类死在十字架上。
He knew that when he was there, he would be captured, he would be betrayed by his disciples, he would be judged, and he would be crucified, and he would complete salvation for all mankind.
那他明明知道有危险等在前面。
He knew that danger awaited for him.
但是主耶稣基督他非常非常坚定的往这条路走去了。
But Jesus Christ courageously went forward.
但是反过来跟着主耶稣这些门徒呢？
But on the other hand, the disciples that followed Jesus.
我们请看三十二节。
Let us read verse 32.
三十二节说，他们行路上耶路撒冷去，耶稣在前头走，门徒就稀奇，跟同的人也害怕。
Here it says they were on the road going up to Jerusalem, and Jesus was going before them, and they were amazed. And as they followed, they were afraid.
为什么门徒他们跟着的时候害怕
？Why were the disciples afraid when they followed Jesus？
因为主耶稣在之前已经三四次跟他的门徒预告耶稣基督他自己本身在一路上所遇到的事情了。
Because on the journey there, Jesus Christ had already forewarned them of all the things that would happen at Jerusalem.
那这个时候，三十二节的下半段，耶稣叫过十二个门徒来，把自己将要遭遇的事情告诉他们，说：“看啊，我们上耶路撒冷去，人子将要被交给祭司长和文士，他们要定他死罪，交给外邦人。”
The latter half of verse 32, then he took the 12 aside and began to tell them the things that would happen to him. Behold, we are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be betrayed to the chief priests and to the scribes, and they will condemn him to death and deliver him to the Gentiles.
三十节说，被交给外人之后呢，他们要戏弄他，要吐唾沫在他脸上，要鞭打他，要杀害他。过了三天，他要复活。
34, and they will mock him and scourge him and spit on him and kill him, and the third day he will rise again.
所以当时候的门徒呢，他们对主耶稣要往耶路撒冷去，其实他们也觉得很奇怪。你明明知道有危险，你还要去吗
The disciples were amazed why Jesus would continue on the road to Jerusalem because of the known danger.
因为在约翰福音第十一章里面，其实主耶稣那时候啊，有一次要去叫拉撒路复活的时候，要有只是要往犹太地去而已。那时候门徒就很奇怪了，犹太人要用石头打你，你要去那里，你要到那个地方去吗？
Because in John 15, when Jesus was returning back to the land of Judah, the disciples were in awe and say, "The Jews want to stone you. Why do you want to go back?"
所以那个时候，主耶稣跟门徒已经至少三次跟他们预告说将要发生的事情了。
Jesus had already forewarned his disciples what was to happen at least three times.
当时候的门徒隐隐约约的知道，主耶稣基督他得国的时候近了。
Therefore, the disciples knew that the kingdom of God was at hand.
只是在他们的心里面，他们还没办法想象那会是什么样一个场面呢？
But in their hearts, they were unsure of how that would come about.
因为他们相信耶稣基督是要当王的。
For they believed that Jesus Christ would become king.
他是受膏的弥赛亚。
For he was the anointed Messiah.
他们从主耶稣所讲过的话，以及主耶稣所行过的神迹，他们知道主耶稣是有权柄的，他是王。
From what Jesus had preached to them and from the miracles that he had performed, they knew that he had authority.
他是要当王的。
And that he would be king.
可是他们还没有办法真正明白主耶稣的所谓当王是在神国里面的王。
But they did not realize that when Jesus was to be king, he would be king in the kingdom of God.
耶稣基督的国度是在天上的，不是在地上的。
For the kingdom of Jesus is in heaven, it is not on earth.
那时候的门徒，他们听了这么多耶稣道理以后，其实他们是似乎不太明白的。
Even though the disciples heard so many sermons from Jesus, they did not understand this too well.
他们不是完全不明白，但是他们不知道这到底主耶稣所讲的真实的含义。那个实际的情形是怎么样一回事？
They understood a bit, but they did not know the reality of what would come about.
所以接下来在这个路上，这个雅各跟约翰，他跟主耶稣在这个路上发生了三个回合的对话。
Following on this journey, there was three conversations between them.
这两个门徒跟主耶稣说，我们如果无论求你什么，愿你给我们成全呢。
This disciple said to Jesus, "Teacher, we want you to do for us whatever we ask."
他们这两个人似乎要求主耶稣先开一张空白支票给他们。
It is like they're asking Jesus to give them a blank check.
哦，因为是无论求什么，愿你给我们做啊。
Whatever we ask, you should do for us.
那这个时候主耶稣就问他说，那你们到底要我给你们做什么？
So Jesus said to them, "What do you want me to do for
you?" 好了，那现在既然主耶稣问了，那他们就提出他们的要求咯。
Since Jesus questioned them, they stated their request.
37节说，他们说，是我们在你的荣耀里，一个坐在你的右边，一个坐在你的左边。
Verse 37, they answered him, "Grant us that we may sit, one on your right hand and the other on your left in your glory."
一个坐在你的荣耀里面，一个坐右边，一个坐左边，这看起来好像没有什么错哦。
In your glory, let one of us sit on your right hand and the other on the left. This request does not seem to be wrong.
但是三十八节主耶稣的回答，他说：“你们不知道所求的是什么。我所喝的杯你们能喝吗？我所受的洗你们能受吗？”
But in verse 38, Jesus responded to them, "You do not know what you ask. Are you able to drink the cup that I drink and be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with?"
好，这个是所以第二回合，他们说他们的祈求是。在你的荣耀里，一个坐左边，一个坐右边。耶稣的回答是：你们不知道你在求什么。
They responded, "Our request is that we can sit one on your right and one on your left in your glory." And Jesus answered, "You do not know what you ask."
然后主耶稣反问他们：这个杯以及我所受的洗，你们有没有办法承受
？In turn, Jesus asked them a question: "Are you able to drink the cup that I drink?"
然后第三回合就是第三十九节，他们回答：他说：我们能。
And in verse 39, they replied to him, "We are able."
非常的坚定的。
They were so sure.
他们当时候没有再进一步问主耶稣说，到底你所说的这个杯哈是哪一种杯哈？你受的洗是哪一种洗
？They didn't continue Jesus' question further. What cup do you mean, and what baptism do you mean?
他们一听就很自然的觉得说，当然可以啊，我们可以的。
They heard Jesus' question and they were so certain. They said, "Of course, we are able."
但是主耶稣接下去跟他回答说，我所喝的杯你们当然要喝，我所受的洗你们也要受，但是坐在我的左右不是我可以给你们的，乃是为谁预备的就是给谁。
Jesus responded, "You will indeed drink the cup that I drink, and with the baptism I am baptized with, you will be baptized. But to sit on my right hand and on my left is not mine to give, but it is for those for whom it is prepared."
所以结果是他们这两个人所祈求的，主耶稣有没有答应他们
？So the conclusion, did Jesus grant them their request?
看起来应该是没有。
It seems like Jesus did not grant their request.
因为主耶稣没有跟他说 yes。
Jesus did not say to them yes.
主耶稣告诉他们一个事实，就是说你们的这个要求不是我可以给你们的。
Jesus just told them what you request is not something I can give you.
你们的要求不是说你们要求就有，而是坐在左边右边，这是为谁预备的，就要是给谁。
Jesus could not just grant them their request because for to sit on his right hand and his left is not his to give.
表示说其实已经定好了。
It is for those whom it is prepared, meaning it has already been prepared.
所以主耶稣才会跟他们说，你们不知道你们到底在求什么。
That is why Jesus said, "You do not know what you ask."
好了，那这三个回合的对话一来一往之后，结果第四十一节说，那十个门徒听见，就恼怒雅各跟约翰了。
And after the conversation that the disciple had with Jesus, verse 41 tells us, when the ten heard it, they were greatly displeased.
为什么这十个门徒听见雅各约翰这个祈求之后，他们会生气？
Why were the ten other disciples displeased with the request that James and John had made?
因为我们可以想啊，现在一共有十二个人，主耶稣是老师，我们现在十二个人跟着他。
Let us think about it. Jesus had 12 disciples, and all the 12 disciples followed Jesus.
雅各约翰这两个兄弟说想要一个坐左边，一个坐右边。
And James and John, the two brothers, suddenly want to sit at Jesus' right hand and his left hand.
这个意思非常明显啊。
The meaning is very clear.
意思说，在这十二个当中，我们这两个兄弟是最重要的了。
This means within the 12 disciples, these two brothers felt that they were more important.
其实，在很多的民族里面都有这个所谓这个位置。坐在什么位置，其实有时候会虽然嘴巴没有说，但是好像就是讲出一个它的重要性。
Of course, in many cultures, sitting at a certain seat gives importance to that person, even though it is not explicitly stated.
在权力越明显的地方，坐在什么位置，那个意涵越严重。
And in the place where there is authority, the place you sit gives greater meaning.
我们有时候不要说政治上的权利了，不用说政治上的这些位置会有影响。
Let us not talk about places of seat that would give meaning.
有时候即使是一个乐团，在乐团里面，谁坐哪个位置都很重要。
Sometimes even in an orchestra, the place where you sit is very important.
这个是做首席的。
This is the main instrumentalist.
这是 first violin， 这
是那个 concertmaster 啊。Okay.
Concertmaster 就是那个坐首席那个位置。
He's the class master.
然后首席旁边那个是第二首席。
And then the one beside him is the second violin.
那坐在最后面的那个最不重要的。
And the person sitting in the back, he's the least important.
所以即使在乐团里面，那个里面的人都很在意他到底是坐哪一个位置哦。
So even in an orchestra, the instrumentalists are very aware of where they are sitting.
我们有一个姐妹，她参加乐团。
And there is a sister who is a part of an orchestra.
那她自己的老师是那个乐团的指挥。
And one of her teacher is the conductor of this orchestra.
她的老师就很在意她的学生到底坐哪个位置。
And even her teacher was very aware of where her students were sitting.
最好我的学生就是坐首席。
Her teacher wants her students to sit in the first place.
最少要坐首席旁边那一个位置。
And at the very least, they have to be next to the person who is in the
first place. 那这样子表示说这个老师很厉害，这个学生很有成就。
This means that the teacher was quite acute, and she was able to let her students arise in the place.
那如果他的学生是坐在最后面的，他就是很没有面子。
But if her students were sitting in the back of the orchestra, she would feel ashamed.
那我们就会看到说，连在这种艺术文化当中，他们都很在意谁坐哪一个位置啊。
So we can see even in the music circles, they are very aware of where they are sitting.
在政治上更明显。
But it is even more acute in the world.
众人都在看，哦，某某人坐在总统旁边，这个人就是总统重用的人。
Everyone is seeing, oh, so and so is sitting at the right hand of the president. That person must be very important.
所以这两个门徒他们的心态，在他们向主耶稣要求坐在什么位置，已经显露出来了。
So what the disciples were thinking in their hearts is already revealed when they requested to sit at Jesus' right and left hand.
就是 在这个团体当中，他们想要分大小。
That means within the group of disciples, they wanted to be greater.
他们想要当头。
They wanted to be the heads.
他们想要比别人觉得更重要，被主耶稣更重用。
They wanted to be more important than the other disciples, more used by Jesus.
他们不说，其他人都知道。
Even though they don't state this outright, the other disciples could know.
所以他们这两个人的祈求，造成了这个团体纷争了。
Because of the request, it caused some dissension among them.
他们十个，这另外十个门徒就恼怒雅各、约翰了，这表示对他们生气了。
The other 10 disciples, when they heard it, they were greatly displeased. It means they were angry.
然后主耶稣就叫他们来了。
Jesus called them to himself.
第四十二节，主耶稣对他们说。
In verse 32, Jesus said to them,
你们知道在外邦人中有尊为君王的治理他们，有大臣超权管束他们。
You know that those who are considered rulers over the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great ones exercise authority over them.
只是在你们中间不是这样子，你们中间谁愿为大，就必做你们的用人；在你们中间谁愿为首，就必做众人的仆人。
Yet it shall not be so among you, but whoever desires to become great among you shall be your servant, and whoever of you desires to be first shall be slave of all.
主耶稣这里告诉他们一个跟一般世界不一样的这个观念。
Jesus was sharing them with a concept that was different from the concept of the world.
谁愿为大的，就要先做众人的仆人跟用人。
Whoever desires to be great among you shall be your servant.
为什么会这样子？
Why is this so?
四十五节，因为人子来不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人，并且要舍命做多人的赎价。
It is because of verse 45, for even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life a ransom for many.
因为这里主耶稣用他自己做榜样给他们，再重新一次提醒他们耶稣基督他所为他们所做的榜样。
Jesus used himself as an example, and he reminded them of the example that he had set for them.
这里提到主耶稣基督再一次的强调他本来是天上的神，荣耀的神，他成为人，是卑微的人来服侍众人。
Jesus reminded them that originally he was God, but he came to the flesh to serve all mankind.
而且他说还要舍命做多人的赎价。
And not only did he serve, but he gave his life as a ransom for many.
其实已经在回应主耶稣之前所提的信息，他要被钉十字架。
He is already reminding them of what he had told them, that he would be crucified on the cross.
他要为众人的罪被交给外邦人，然后为众人牺牲。
Because of the sin of the people, he will be given over to the Gentiles and he would give up his life.
那这件事情，这个圣经的作者把它留下来了，让我们今天一再重复的再看这段信息。
And the author of this book wrote this so that we could have it for memory.
那到底留给我们一个什么样的教训，我们可以来学习呢？
What kind of teaching should we have from this passage?
这里这一段，这个门徒他们的对话跟主耶稣的回答呢，非常非常关键。
It is very important what the disciples asked of Jesus and what was Jesus' response.
今天如果如果主耶稣也答应我们，给我们一张空白的支票了。
Today, if Jesus is willing to give us a blank check,
就是说，你们到底要我为你们做什么？
If Jesus asks us, what do you want me to do for you?
那我们到底会求什么？
What will we ask of the Lord?
我们如果要想想看，这两个门徒他们基本上所求的其实不是物质上的好处哦。
If you think about it, the two disciples did not ask any worldly gain for themselves.
这两个门徒是说，在你的荣耀里面，在你神国的荣耀里面，我们可以坐左边，坐右边。
The disciples were asking, within the kingdom and within your glory, may I sit at your right hand and your left hand?
但是仍然被主耶稣说，你们根本就不知道你们在求什么。
But surprisingly, Jesus responded, you do not know what you ask.
所以现在给我们一个信息，就是今天不管我们所求的是属世的或属灵的。
This gives us a teaching that whatever we request, whether it be worldly or spiritual,
我们一定要先知道我们到底在求什么，为什么我们要这样求。
We must first understand what we are asking for. Why do we ask?
那这两个门徒他们的错在哪里？为什么被主耶稣这样说？
And why did Jesus respond in such a manner to the two disciples? What did they do wrong?
因为他们求能够在主耶稣的左右边，已经凸显出他们想要求在主里面的荣耀跟尊贵。
Because when they asked to sit at the right hand and the left hand, they were pursuing for the glory.
他们希望凸显自己能够伟大，能够当头，能够有权柄。
They wanted to make themselves better, to become the leaders over all, and to have authority.
虽然他们所求的内容本身是在神国里。
Even though the content of the request was within the kingdom of God.
可是他们是用世界上的观念来祈求的。
But they were using the concept of the world in order to make such a request.
那到头来主耶稣说，主耶稣当然也没有成全他们所求的了。
And Jesus did not grant them their request.
因为对耶稣基督来说，他们这个求是妄求。
Because to Jesus, this request was a request made in vain.
因为主耶稣说，这个坐谁坐左边右边，表示说这个尊贵荣耀不是用求来的。
Jesus said, to sit at my right hand and my left hand is not mine to give, meaning you cannot request for glory.
尊贵荣耀，这个坐在天父的哪一个地方，其实是神已经准备给谁就给谁的，就是神有他绝对的主权，要给谁，谁都没有办法有意见的。
Because where you sit in the kingdom of God is for God to prepare, which means God has absolute authority to determine.
那所以给谁来，这个是既然是神的主权，就不是我们的事情吗？
Since it is God's authority to give the seats, it is not for us.
不管今天我们被神安排坐在哪里。
No matter where God assigns us to sit today,
这是神的安排，我们都没有话讲，我们就只能够感谢领受。
This is the preparation of God. We cannot complain against it.
但是主耶稣告诉我们一个原则。
But Jesus gives us a concept.
因为他用他自己做例子来给我们看。
He used himself as an example for us to see.
他说这个尊贵荣耀其实不是用求的，是用服事来的。
He said, glory and honor is not given by requesting it, but it is given by serving.
像主耶稣基督他是天上的神，但是他成为卑微的人，仆人，然后来服侍众人。他说他已经做一个榜样给我们看了。
For example, Jesus Christ, he was the God in heaven, but he came and lowered himself into the world to serve many.
所以主耶稣才会提出说，那个如果喜欢当头的哈，最好先学会怎么去当仆人来服侍人。
That is why Jesus says, if you desire to become great among many, you should first learn how to be the servant of many.
就是先当仆人服侍，然后这个时候就会能够明白耶稣基督的榜样，以及主耶稣所说的什么叫做喝他的杯，然后要受他所受的洗。
First become a servant and serve and follow the example of Jesus, and then you will understand what Jesus means to drink the cup that he drinks and to be baptized with the baptism.
所以这里给我们第一个非常重要的原则，就是神国里面的尊贵荣耀不是用求的。
The first important principle it gives us is that the glory and honor in the kingdom of heaven cannot be granted by requesting.
是效法耶稣的榜样，用服事神最后会给我们，会赐给我们，但是那是神的主权。
But it is obtained by following the example of Jesus, and it will be given to God according to his authority and his preparation.
我们如果能够效法主耶稣的榜样，
If we are able to follow the example given by Jesus,
我们看主耶稣基督他升天的时候坐在哪里。
We see when Jesus ascended into heaven, where did he sit?
他很自然就坐在天父的右边。
Very naturally, he sat at the right hand of God.
啊，其实，在神的国度里面，没有什么左边右边的。
Actually, within the kingdom of God, there is no right or left hand.
因为神是一个灵啊。
For God is a spirit.
其实并没有我们所谓的左边右边这个大小，是我们在人间里面的这个物质观念里面的。
So at the right hand or left hand, or someone who is greater or lesser, this is the concept of the world.
在神国里面都是一家人。
For within the kingdom of God, everyone is one family.
在那个地方有神的爱。
In the kingdom of God, there is the love of God.
在那个地方没有所谓的大小、尊贵或卑贱的。
And in that place, there is no place that is more glorious in honor,
and one that is more lowly. 都同等重要。
Because everyone will have the same glory.
因为每一个人都成为主耶稣基督的儿女。
Because every single one of us become the children of God.
我们每一个人都像神的使者一样，那么样的纯洁美丽的。
And every one of us is like the messenger of God, so pure and innocent.
没有像我们现在人间里面说，哎，你长得比较好看，你比较英俊哦，你比较美丽哦，然后我们就有那种所谓，哎，我好像比不上你那种感觉，没有了。
There is no more situations like there is in the world where a person may be more beautiful or more handsome than others, and then you would feel that you are not worthy.
那是在神国里面，主耶稣告诉我们，在神国里面 跟这个物质世界是不同的。
God tells us that in the kingdom of God, it will be very different than the kingdom of the world.
但是要让我们能够学习主耶稣基督的榜样。
But for us to be able to learn the example of Jesus.
那我们现在来想想主耶稣所说的这句话，他说我所喝的杯你们能喝吗？我所受的洗你们能受吗？
Let us think about what Jesus said. Are you able to drink the cup that I drink and be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with?
主耶稣所要喝的杯是苦杯啊。
The cup that Jesus is to drink is a bitter cup.
因为后来主耶稣他在客西马尼祷告的时候，他大声哀哭流泪，跟天父祈求。
Because when Jesus was praying in the Garden of Gethsemane, he wept and prayed loudly and prayed to the Father.
他说：“若是可以把这个杯拿去，不要让我喝。”
He prayed, "If it is your will, remove this bitter cup."
因为那太可怕了。
Because the cup was too terrible.
我们想，主耶稣知道他要被抓。
Jesus knew that he would be captured.
我们今天如果知道等一下有人来抓你的时候
，If you know that someone is about to capture you,
我们是不是会觉得很恐惧
？Won't we feel fearful?
住在家里面，等一下你知道说，等一下有人要抓你。
You are at home and you know that in a short instant someone will come to arrest you.
大部分的人，我们大部分都没有办法坐在那边看电视了。
Most of us will not be able to sit there quietly and watch the TV.
我们可能就在房间里面走来走去，等一下不知道什么时候一直看窗户了。
We probably pace about in our bedroom and keep looking out the window.
如果我们知道等一下被抓去审判
，If we know that within an instant we will be captured and we will be judged，
而且还是被诬告的
，And we know that we will be wrongly judged。
我们如果被审判的时候，我们如果不要说被审判，我们就是到法庭去面对法官的时候，我们会有什么心情呢
？What will our emotions be when we have to go to the court and face the judge？
小弟有一次到法院去，因为交通违规啊，被上法庭去跟法去跟想要跟法官 argue 啊。
Once I had to go to a court for a traffic violation and I wanted to argue with the judge。
没有上过法庭，到法庭去真的是很紧张的。
But as I was going to the court, I was very nervous.
因为你知道你要面对一个是审判，那个审判就会定你是要有罪还没有罪啊。
Because you know that you will be faced with a judge, and the judge will judge whether you have sin or not.
所以那个心情其实是很不平静的。
Therefore, I did not have a very peaceful heart.
因为我们总是想要赢啊。
Of course, we want to win.
这个时候，主耶稣他被抓去审判，他是知道人家是要诬告他。
At this time when Jesus was captured, he knew that he would be wrongly judged.
然后主耶稣要被定罪。
And that Jesus would be convicted of sin.
他的定罪是被冤枉，他根本就没有，他本来是无罪的。
He will be convicted of a sin that he was not guilty of, for he was sinless.
要定他的罪人本身是罪人。
For the person who would convict him of sin was a sinner himself.
你看这个心情有多沉重。
Think how heavy-hearted he would have been.
今天为什么我们的社会里面对法官对这些司法人员都非常的保护。
Today, why are we so protective of all of the judges?
为什么？因为如果我们知道这个法官也是罪人的话，我们一定非常不服气的啦。
Because if we know that the judge himself was a sinner, we would not respect him.
如果我们知道这个法官他的背后的一些生活的实际的情形，我们一定非常的不服。
If we know all of the dirty deeds that this judge has done in his life, then we would not respect him.
所以主耶稣他面对被罪人定罪，他是无罪的，要被有罪的人定罪。
Jesus was guiltless, but he had to face the fact of being judged and condemned by a person who was a sinner.
被定罪了之后，他要被戏弄。
After he is condemned, he would be ridiculed.
他被羞辱。
And he would be criticized, humiliated.
我们有个弟兄，他脾气很不好了。
We have a brother in church who does not have a very good temper.
不要说被戏弄、被当众羞辱了，他就是这个路上的，在路上开车，人家不小心把他到前面cut in的时候，哇，那就气得不得了，停车就马上要下去跟他理论了。
Let's not talk about him being ridiculed or humiliated. If someone cut him off while he was driving, he would stop his car and want to go and argue with them.
主耶稣是被吐口水在他的脸上的。
But Jesus was spat at.
我们今天有哪一个人如果被人家吐口水，你会不反击的
？Who of us would not react if someone spit on you？
主耶稣被鞭打。
Jesus was beaten.
那个鞭打还不是普通的，像新加坡那种打下去只是皮痛一下而已。
And this beating was not a regular beating, where it was only external pain.
他那个鞭打是带着钩子，他一打下去，皮肉就绽开了，就流血了。
But the whip had a hook, so that when it beat someone, you would bleed.
或者是当众，是众人面前的。
And it was in front of the multitude.
你像这个有多羞耻。
How shameful this would be.
然后最后被钉十字架。
Finally, he was crucified on the cross.
像主耶稣基督，如果想想我们今天被一个针扎到就好。
Think about us being pricked with a needle.
那如果知道有一个这么长的钉子要把你钉下去，你看你会多恐怖。
If you know that you were going to be nailed with a long nail, how terrible it would be.
这一些都是主耶稣要喝的杯啊。
These are all the cup that Jesus had to drink.
也是主耶稣要受的洗。
This is the baptism that Jesus had to be baptized with. It is the baptism of fire.
这是患难的洗。
This is the baptism of tribulation.
所以那时候，当主耶稣反问这两个门徒说：“我的杯跟这个洗，你们能够承受吗？”
When Jesus responded to the disciples and asked, "Are you able to drink the cup that I drink?"
当时候的这两个门徒如果想清楚一点，他们一定会再考虑再三，再回答耶稣的话。
If the disciples knew what Jesus was asking, they would have considered his question more before they replied.
但是当时候的雅各约翰，他们自己认为非常的坚强，没有问题，我们可以。
But at that time, James and John, they thought they were so strong, and they answered, "We are able."
其实这样一句话对主耶稣来说已经不陌生了。
But Jesus was not unfamiliar with their response.
只是主耶稣再一次提醒他们。
But Jesus reminded them once again.
因为当初彼得就曾经这样讲过了。
Peter had said a very similar thing.
彼得说：“我总不能够，众人都死了，我总不能够不认你的，不可能的。”
Peter said, "I will never deny you."
所以这两个门徒，他们觉得他们自己非常坚强，可以跟着耶稣走上十字架的路，没有问题的。
These two disciples thought they were very strong. They were confident that they would be able to walk on the journey towards the crucifixion.
但圣经告诉我们要谨慎。
But the Bible tells us we must be very cautious.
来看哥林多前书第十章。
Let us turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 10.
哥林多前书第十章。
1 Corinthians chapter 10.
请看十二节。
Verse 12.
哥林多前书十章十二节。
1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 12.
所以自己以为站得稳的，需要谨慎，免得跌倒。
Therefore, let him who thinks he stands take heed lest he fall.
自己以为站得稳的。
If you think you stand,
今天我们真的需要好好的想这句话，我们是不是那个自己觉得很稳固的人？
Let us think to ourselves, are we one who think we are very strong?
主耶稣基督他所喝的杯，他所受的洗，我们是不是也是非常有把握的说我可以，我愿意？
Are we very confident that we are able and willing to drink the cup that Jesus drank and be baptized with the baptism that Jesus is baptized with?
那如果我们会了解自己我们现在信心的程度在哪里。
If we're able to understand what level of spirituality we have,
我们就不会高估自己了。
We will never be proud of ourselves.
我们会常常要求告主耶稣基督帮助我。
Rather, we would constantly pray to the Lord Jesus to help us.
我们不会自以为说啊，这个试探没有问题的。
We will not think, oh, this temptation is nothing for me.
我上网去看一下不会怎样，我等一下就不看了。
If I go on the internet and I take a look, nothing will happen to me. I'm just taking a look.
哎，我酒喝两杯，我就不要喝了，没问题的。
I can drink a few beers and a few beers and I'll be okay. I will stop drinking.
我偶尔到 casino 去赌两下，我就见好就收，我就不赌了。
If I go to the casino and gamble a little bit, I'll just gamble a little bit. It's okay.
我跟朋友去 party 喝两杯，我等一下就不喝，我可以。
If I go to a party with my friends, I'll just have a few drinks, and I'll be able to stop.
但事实证明，这些都是高估了自己。
But reality tells us this is thinking ourselves to be stronger than we are.
因为常常我们发现我们没有办法控制。
Many times we'll discover that we are unable to control ourselves.
所以罗马书第十二章这样告诉我们。
Therefore, Romans chapter 12 tells us.
请看罗马书十二章第三节。
Let us read Romans chapter 12, verse 3.
罗马书十二章三节。
Romans chapter 12, verse 3.
我凭着所赐我的恩对你们个人说，不要看自己过于所当看的，要照神所分给个人信心的大小，看得合乎中道。
For I say through the grace given to me to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly as God has dealt to each one a measure of faith.
我们要知道我们现在信心到底站在哪里的。
We need to know what is the level of our faith.
其实常常我们是信心不足的，可是我们都没有警觉而已。
Many times we are so lacking in our faith, but we are unaware.
人的毛病就是会要求别人很高，可是对自己要求得很松。
The problem of humankind is that we would put a higher standard on others, but put a lower standard for ourselves.
所以我们很容易看到别人的缺点。
That is why it is so easy for us to see the shortcomings of others.
啊，某某人没有信心。
Well, say so-and-so has no faith at all.
但其实有时候当我们碰到一个小的问题的时候，我们就紧张得不得了了。
But sometimes if we encounter a very small problem, we will be very nervous.
我们反而都没有看到自己信心不足。
We, on the other hand, we don't see that we are lacking in our own faith.
所以我们要从圣经马可福音第九章那个这个父亲，他的儿子被鬼附着，得不到医治，他来信主耶稣基督啊。
In Mark chapter 9, we see of a father whose son has been possessed by the evil spirit, and he could find no help for him.
那这个父亲听了主耶稣所讲的道理以后
，After the father heard some of the sermons preached by Jesus,
马可福音第九章的第二十四节，他这样说。
In Mark chapter 9, verse 24, it tells us.
因为主耶稣跟他说哦，你若是能信，信的人凡事都可以了。
Jesus said to him, "If you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes."
没有错是这样，没有错啊。
This is true.
但是这个父亲马上说：“主啊，我相信你的话，但是求我的信心不够，因为我没有信心，求你帮助我的不信。”
The father cried out, "Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief."
所以这个就是这个父亲他知道他自己信不下去主耶稣讲的这句话。
The father understood that he was unable to wholeheartedly believe what Jesus was saying.
他求主耶稣帮助他。
Therefore, he asked Jesus to help him.
今天如果我们能够了解我们现在信心站在什么地方、什么位置。
Today, if we are very clear of where our faith lies,
我们就会把握每一次能够听神的话语、祷告、祈求信心的机会。
We will hold on to every opportunity where we can hear the words of God and pray.
我们求主耶稣，主啊，你帮助我的信心。
We will keep asking the Lord, Lord, help my faith.
帮助我可以了解你的旨意，帮助我可以跟着你一起走这个十字架之路。
Help me to understand you more. Help me to walk the path towards the crucifixion.
让我有能力能够背着十字架跟从你。
So that I can have the strength to carry the cross and follow you.
那么我们就会努力的听道理，我们就会努力的祷告。
Then we will be more diligent in listening to the sermons, more diligent in our prayers.
那这样子，每一次我们在聚会当中，我们都会受感动。
Therefore, every time we attend the service, we will be moved.
我们真的就能够越来越像耶稣基督了。
Then we will become more and more like Christ.
那当我们像耶稣基督以后，我们很自然的就会彼此服侍。
And when we become more like Jesus Christ, we will naturally be servants.
我们会知道说，其实我们今天能够互相服侍是一种恩典。
We will know that to be able to serve one another is actually a blessing.
我们在教会里面绝对不会所谓谁的比较重要，哪一个人比较卑微，不会的。
And in the church, we will no longer say who is more important and who is more abased.
老老少少每一个人都像自己的家人一样那么亲爱。
Old and young, everyone is like one family, and we are all loving towards one another.
这叫在神的国度里面享受神所给的荣耀。
This is what it means to be in the kingdom of God and to experience the glory of the Lord.
在这个神国里面荣耀，这不是谁坐哪一边的问题了。
For the glory in the kingdom of God is not who sits at what place.
而是真的每一个人都在神的国里面互相彼此服侍。
But it is within the kingdom of God, everyone is able to serve one another.
这就是真正的荣耀。
This is the true glory.
当其他人进到这个团体、到这个教会来的时候
，When other people enter the church and join into this fellowship,
他们看到这里面每一个人都这么样的都和谐、互相彼此相爱。
They will see that everyone loves one another and
is in harmony. 没有像一般社会里面所谓分阶级大小。
It is unlike what society will divide by status.
没有说有钱人比较尊贵，贫穷人比较卑微。没有，每个人都非常的和谐。那这个就是神的荣耀。
There is no status that says someone who is rich has a higher place of honor, someone who is poor has a lower place of honor. For everyone is equal.
因为众人看到神在这里。
And other people will see that God is among us.
那主耶稣他跟门徒说：“我所喝的杯里面也要喝这句话本身有含义的。
”And when Jesus said, "Are you able to drink the cup that I can drink?"
因为主耶稣说：“仆人不能够高过主人呢。”
He says the servant cannot be greater than their master.
如果我们来看一下马太福音第十章。
Let us turn to Matthew chapter 10.
马太福音第十章看二十四节。
Matthew chapter 10 verse 24.
十章二十四节。
Chapter 10 verse 24.
学生不能高过先生，仆人不能高过主人。学生和先生一样，仆人和主人一样，也就罢了。人既骂家主是别西卜，何况他的家人呢？
A disciple is not above his teacher, nor a servant above his master. It is enough for a disciple that he be like his teacher and a servant like his master. If they have called the master of the house Beelzebub, how much more will they call those of the household?
那这个地方是主耶稣在提醒门徒哦，他 他被很多人毁谤。
Here Jesus was rebuked by many people.
那你们以后也会遇到同样的事情。
He was telling them, one day you will also encounter the similar situation.
主耶稣要提醒门徒，你要跟着耶稣的脚踪。主耶稣走的路，我们都要走。
Jesus is reminding them, you will be following my footsteps. The road that I take, you will also take.
主耶稣预告向门徒预告有患难等着他们，就像耶稣基督走向耶路撒冷的时候有患难等着一样。
Jesus forewarned them that they will have persecution ahead of them, just like Jesus was able to forewarn them about the road to Jerusalem.
但是有患难等着，不用害怕。
Even though tribulation awaits, they do not need to be afraid.
所以主耶稣才会跟他说，不用担心，我已经胜了世界了。
That is why Jesus said, do not be afraid, I have overcome the world.
在世上你们有苦难，但是可以放心，我已经胜了世界，你们有平安。
In the world, you will encounter many tribulations, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world.
所以主耶稣喝的杯，他的受的洗，我们今天一样要经历。
So the cup that Jesus drank and the baptism he is baptized with, we will also experience.
我们越了解主耶稣基督，他所为我们所做的，他所曾经走过的路，我们就越有信心。
The more we understand what Jesus has done for us and the road that he has taken, the more faith we will have.
因为每一件事情，主耶稣都给我们留下一个榜样，可以效法。我们不是自己去摸索的。
For every situation, Jesus Christ has already set the good example for us.
那主耶稣跟门徒回答说，坐在我的左边右边，这件事情不是我可以给你们的。
And Jesus said to them, to sit at my right hand and on my left is not mine to give.
这里告诉我们说，我们要学习尊重神的天父的主权。
This tells us we must learn to be submissive to the will of God.
当然，主耶稣基督他的天父本身道成肉身来到地上的。
Of course, Jesus Christ is God manifested in the flesh, come to earth.
他与父原是一的，合一的。
He is one with the Father.
可是为什么这里主耶稣这样跟门徒回答说，这是天父预备要给谁就给谁的？我没有办法，我没有那个资格去。说我要给把它换成给谁就给谁。
But why does Jesus say here it is for God to prepare it? It is not my right to do it.
这里主耶稣是不是跟门徒敷衍？是不是说他可以做，但是他不想做
？Is it because Jesus could have could do this request, but he did not want to do it?
不是的。
This is not so.
因为虽然主耶稣他跟父原是合一
，Even though Jesus is one with the Father，
可是这个时候他还在地上。他还救恩还没有完成，他在地上还是带着人子的身份在讲这句话的时候。
But at this time he was still in the world. He did not complete salvation, so he carried the flesh with him, and he's speaking as the Son.
主耶稣非常知道他自己的身份。
Jesus Christ was very aware of what was his status.
在这个时候，他不能够说什么。
At this time, he cannot say anything.
他凡事只能够照天父的旨意行。
He can only do according to the will of God.
所以他才跟门徒说。这个神国里面荣耀要用服侍，要服侍像耶稣一样服侍人，你就可以了解了。
That is why Jesus told them, in order to receive the glory in the kingdom of God, you need to serve as Jesus had set the example.
我们就看到说主耶稣基督他何等的知道他的身份。今天对我们来说，我们要了解我们是谁。
We can see that Jesus was very well aware of his identity, and today we also need to be aware of our own identity.
我们要永远的知道我们是人。
We need to always understand that we are human.
我们不是神。
We are not God.
但很多时候我们会问神很多问题，都是我们把自己当作神在问，挑战神的权柄。
Many times we will ask God questions almost as if we were God and we were challenging his authority.
很多时候我们都问说，诶，神为什么要这样做？神为什么你不要那样做？
Many times we'll ask God, God, why did you do this? Why did you not do that?
其实我们都把自己当作神了。
When we ask these questions, we think we are God.
我们有一个姐妹，有一个慕道者，她来过听过道理，可是她对道理哦，基本上是一知半解。
We have a truth seeker who would come and listen to the sermons, but she would not fully understand.
她常常挑战主耶稣的作为，他说主耶稣不够聪明。
Many times she would challenge the doings of Jesus. She will say Jesus was not that smart.
如果我是他的话，我就不会这样做。
If I were him, I would not do such.
我做这样做的话，我就可以带更多人来跟随耶稣。
And if I did this, then more people would follow Jesus.
我就跟他说，你比神还厉害。
And I said to her, you are smarter than God.
但是对不起，这件事情不是这样子。
But I'm sorry, this is not the fact of the matter.
因为你所讲的这个情况不会，绝对不可能发生的。
for the situation that you propose will never happen.
因为他觉得说，如果在那种情况下，哦，主耶稣基督，举一个例子，比如说主耶稣有一次他到那个格拉森，专门去传福音给那个犯鬼的那个人。
For example, Jesus went to a place to preach to a person who was possessed by evil spirits.
那主耶稣不是后来把这个被鬼附着人叫那个鬼赶出去，然后进入那个两千头猪里面去，那猪就跳到水里面去淹死了吗？
And at that time, Jesus rebuked the evil spirits and allowed them to go into 2,000 swine, and the swine fell into the pit.
那后来这个猪的这个主人他们来了。全城的人看到耶稣这样作为，就很害怕，就把耶稣赶走，主耶稣就离开那个地方了。
When the owner of the swine came and with the entire village, they were very afraid and they cast Jesus away and Jesus left the village.
然后这个犯鬼人醒悟过来了。
And the person who was possessed was now clear.
那后来主耶稣好像这一个旅程就只有来救这个人之后就走了，就回去了。
And after Jesus saved this one person from this village, he departed.
那这个慕道朋友呢？他说主耶稣实在是不够聪明。
And the true seeker friend said she thought Jesus was not that smart.
主耶稣应该不要让那个被鬼附着人好啊。
Jesus should not allow this demon possessed person to be well.
他就去，然后就赶快去传福音给其他人啊。
He should have gone into the village and started to preach to the other villagers.
那这样不是救更多人了吗
？When he have saved a lot more people.
那结果他就把那个犯鬼的把他赶出去以后，而且让那个鬼跑到猪里面去，结果。众人害怕，怕死了。最后主耶稣只好走，路就挡住了。
And he went and he cast out the evil spirit from this demon-possessed person, and they went into the swine. The villagers were afraid, and then he left.
他就想说，主耶稣的做法不够好。
And she thought Jesus did not do everything well.
因为他的想法是觉得，如果不要是做这件事情，让这个人就维持现状，反正他也就这样子了，没有什么。没有什么差别啊，主要是有来跟没有来没有什么差别啊。
In her mind, she thought Jesus did not need to save this demon-possessed person. He could remain as he is.
你就赶快去传福音给很多人，然后听到道理来跟随你，那是救更多人，不是吗
？Why didn't he go and preach to the entire village? Because then more people would follow him, and he would save more people.
我只跟他说，这个被鬼附着人如果是你的亲人
，But I said to her, if this person who was demon-possessed was your relative,
如果你是那一个人。
Or if you were the one who was demon possessed,
你就知道主耶稣的心，你就知道你多么需要耶稣。
Then you would understand the heart of Jesus, and you would realize how much you need Jesus.
所以很多时候，人就觉得会自高自觉说：“哎呀，我跟这个神，我比神还厉害，还聪明啊。”
Many times we would exalt ourselves to the point that we think we are smarter than God.
但是我们要知道，我们是人。
But we have to understand that we are mere humans.
主耶稣基督绝对不会做错事的。
Jesus Christ would never do anything wrong.
他每一件事情都留给我们一个非常深远的属灵的教训在后面。
Everything he has done leaves a very great spiritual teaching behind it.
耶稣基督作为让我们看到他是多么样的有怜悯。
The works of Jesus Christ teach us how to have a mercy.
他愿意。花那么多时间，就是为了要救这个人而已。
He was willing to spend so much of his time to save that one person.
主耶稣离开了，是因为知道这众人的心。
And Jesus left the village because he understood the hearts of all men.
所以最后，主耶稣把那个人留下来，叫他你去把你身上所领受的恩典向你的亲戚朋友诉说就好了。
That is why Jesus said to the person he made well, "Go and tell the good news to your relatives and friends."
主耶稣把那个传福音的工作交给这个人去执行，去继续。
Jesus gave the task of preaching the gospel to the person that he had healed.
跟他解释之后，他就明白，哦，原来是这样子。
After I explained this to the true seeker, she understood.
这告诉我们说，我们有时候要记得我们自己是人，很多时候我们不要去质疑神的作为。
We must be very sure that we are humans, and we should not doubt the workings of God.
因为如果我们这样做，我们就看不到真理了。
If we do this, then we will never see the truth.
我们也没办法体会主耶稣基督的心意。
And we will never be able to experience the heart of Jesus.
那我们再看一下这个两个人祈求以后，主耶稣他十个门徒对他们的反应。
And let us see after the two disciples made this request, what was the reaction of the other 10 disciples?
这两个人祈求造成这个团体纷争了。
Because of the request of these two disciples, it caused dissension among the disciples.
那所以他们这个祈求基本上。是错误的方向。
Therefore, the request that they made was wrong in its direction.
所以我们今天真的要祈求主耶稣给我们天上属灵的智慧。
Today we must ask the Lord to give us spiritual wisdom.
让我们知道什么是要求的。
So we can understand what are the things we are able to request.
什么是真的对我们人对我们有益的，什么是对我们的这个团体我们的教会有帮助的。
What are the things that will truly benefit us and benefit our entire church?
我们来看嘛，雅各书第三章。
Let us turn to James chapter 3.
雅各书第三章。
James chapter 3.
第十三节。
Verse 13.
雅各书三章十三节。
James chapter 3, verse 13.
你们中间谁是有智慧有见识的呢？他就当在智慧的温柔上显出他的善行来。十四节。
14.
你们心里若怀着苦毒的嫉妒和纷争，就不可自夸，也不可说谎话抵挡真道。第十五节
15.
这样的智慧不是从上头来的，乃是属地的，属情欲的，属鬼魔的。十六节
16.
在何处有嫉妒纷争，就在何处有扰乱和各样的坏事。十七节
17.
唯独从上头来的智慧，先是情洁，后是和平，温良柔顺，满有怜悯，多结善果，没有偏见，没有假冒。十八节
18.
并且使人和平的，是用和平所栽种的义果。这里提到两种智慧，是一个是从天来的，一个是从地上来的。
Here it tells us of two wisdom. One is from above and one is from the earth.
从地上来的智慧会造成纷争，会产生嫉妒，会有扰乱，各样坏事。
And here it tells us that the wisdom that comes from below will cause bitter envy, self-seeking, and jealousy.
所以我们今天要祈求主耶稣，让我们知道到底我们该求什么。
Today we must pray to the Lord so we can understand what we are able to ask for.
我们会不会求主耶稣给我们很多财富？
Will we ask Jesus to give us a lot of wealth?
或者主耶稣给我很长寿？
Or we would ask Jesus for a very long life.
或者主耶稣你给我一个非常顺利的生活环境，让我这些困难通通都解决了，我的敌人都不见了。
Or we would ask Jesus to give us a very comfortable situation where we would have no enemies.
或者是我们祈求主耶稣给我信心，给我智慧，让我能够跟随耶稣走这条天国路。
Or we would pray to God to give us more faith, to give us more wisdom, so that we can proceed on our journey to heaven.
如果我们会祈求这个上头来的智慧，
If we are able to pray for the wisdom that comes from above,
让我们的教会，让我们自己本身充满和平、平安。温良柔顺怜悯
so that ourselves and our church can be filled with peace and gentleness.
啊，其实我们所没有求的，神都加给我们了。
In actuality, what we do not ask of God, He would still give to us.
因为在历史上就这样发生过的。
Because we see this in history.
当时候所罗门王他要当王以前，他跟神求什么？
At that time before Solomon became king, what did he ask of God?
在那个事件，神也曾经。要准备开给他一张空白支票的。
In that situation, God was already willing to open him a blank check.
而且神已经签名签好了。
And God had already signed this blank check.
就要看所罗门王要把这个项目填什么。
He was waiting to see what Solomon would fill the check in with.
那最后他所罗门签了一个非常重要的有智慧的项目。
But in the end, Solomon wrote a very important request, and it was a request for wisdom.
我们来看《列王记上》第三章。
Let us see 1 Kings chapter 3.
列王记上第三章。
Let us read 1 Kings chapter 3.
第五节。
Verse 5.
列王记上三章五节。
1 Kings chapter 3, verse 5.
在基遍夜间梦中，神向所罗门显现，对他说：“你愿我是你什么？你可以求。”
At Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream by night, and God said, "Ask, what shall I give you?"
所罗门说。你看，你仆人我父亲大卫用诚实、公义、正直的心行在你的面前。
And
你又向他大施恩典，为他存留大恩，赐他一个儿子坐在他的位上，正如今日一样。
Solomon said, "You have shown great mercy to your servant David, my father, because he walked before you in truth and righteousness and in uprightness of heart with you. You have continued this great kindness for him, and you have given him a son to sit on his throne as it is this day."
现在我接续我的父亲做王，我是幼童，我不知道怎么样出入。
Now, O Lord my God, you have made your servant king instead of my father David, but I am a little child. I do not know how to go out or come in.
我的仆人住在你所拣选的民中，这个民多得不可胜数，所以求你赐给我智慧。可以判断你的名，能辨别是非。
Your servant is in the midst of your people, whom you have chosen, a great people too numerous to be numbered or counted. Therefore, give to your servant an understanding heart to judge your people.
第十节说，所罗门因为这个求这个事情，就蒙主喜悦了。
Verse 10, the speech pleased the Lord that Solomon had asked this thing.
他求智慧，能够判断这个神的名，能够治理神的百姓。
He prayed for wisdom so that he would be able to judge and discern the people of God.
十一节神就跟他说，你看你既然求这个事情，不为自己求寿求富，也不求灭绝你仇敌的性命，单求智慧可以听颂，可以治理百姓。
11, God said to him, because you have asked this thing and have not asked long life for yourself, nor have asked riches for yourself, nor have asked the life of your enemies, but have asked for yourself understanding to discern justice.
所以我就应于你所求的，我就赐给你聪明智慧。
Behold, I have done according to your word. See, I have given you a wise and understanding
heart. 13节说，你没求的，我都赐给你了。
13, and I have also given you what you have not asked.
这些都是神主动给予的。
This is what God willingly gave.
就是富足尊荣，在你在世的日子，列王中没有一个能比你的，就是你的国家是平安强盛的。
So he gave him riches, he gave him honor, and there will not be anyone like Solomon in the among the kings of his days, which means he will have peace in his kingdom.
14节说，你若效法你父亲大卫，遵行我的道，遵守我的律例诫命，我就必使你长寿。
14, so if you walk in my ways to keep my statutes and my commandments, as your father David walked, then I will lengthen your days.
所以你看所罗门他的祈求，神非常喜欢。
God was very pleased with the request that Solomon had made.
那结果他所没有求的，神都给了。
In the end, everything he did not ask for, God still gave to him.
这就是智慧。
This is what is called wisdom.
今天如果主耶稣问我们，要我给你们做什么？
Today, if Jesus asks us, what do you want me to do for you?
请问我们会给主耶稣一个什么答案呢？
What kind of answer will you give to Jesus?
求主耶稣帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
让我们都能够从主耶稣领受这种属灵智慧。
So that we can receive the spiritual wisdom from Jesus.
知道我们所当向神求的是什么。
So we can understand what it is we request from God.
我们来唱诗。
Let us sing hymn. 416
首。
416.
请坐。
Please be seated.
我们现在来祷告。
Now we will pray.
那我们众人弟兄姐妹一起祷告的时候，这是个非常重要的我们祈求灵恩的机会。
While the brothers and sisters are praying together, this is a very important time for us to pray for spiritual wisdom.
我们在祷告当中呢，其实神都跟我们在一起的。
During our prayers, God is with us.
有时候神他会出现在我们当中，让弟兄姐妹看见。
Many times God will appear among the brothers and sisters and allow the brothers and sisters to see.
那当主耶稣他出现的时候，他都有目的的。
When the Lord Jesus Christ appears, he always has a purpose.
我们在六月份的中区的学生灵会里面，有一个慕道者，在祷告的时候看到一个异象。
And in our Central Region's Student Spiritual Convocation in June, one of the true seekers saw a vision.
这个学生基本上他是初初的来到教会，而且是第一次参加学生灵会，第一次体验这种众人一起祷告、一起生活的、这种经验。
The student sporadically comes to church service, and it was his first spiritual convocation, and it was his first time to pray with all of the other students.
对圣经很多我们觉得理所当然 的一些名词、一些观念，他都是非常的新鲜的、啊。因为他们以前通通没有这个背景。
Very basic Bible stories, Bible names, Bible places he was unfamiliar with.
可是他们就抱着一个非常单纯的心。就顺服教会的方法，跪下来祷告，哈利路亚，赞美主耶稣。
But they carried a very innocent heart, and they knelt down as they were told, and they prayed, Hallelujah.
那有一次在祷告，他们在小组祷告的时候
，One time they were praying in the small group prayers.
在他们睡觉以前，他们那时候那一组决定，我们今天晚上不要讲太多话，我们就来祷告，祷告半个小时。
It was before their bedtime prayer, and they said, "This today, let's not talk too much. Let us just pray. Let us pray for half an hour."
对一个初初来教会的人，一个慕道者要跪半个小时，这是不容易的。
For a true seeker who seldom attend church services, praying for half an hour was a chore.
结果在祷告当中啊，他就看了一个异象。
But during his prayer, he saw a vision.
他在异象当中，他看到一个人出现，穿白衣。
In the vision, he saw a person appear, and the person was wearing white garments.
那这个人出现就在他们祷告这个屋子里面，这个房间里面走来走去，看看每一个人呢。
When the person appeared, he was in the room that they were praying in, and he was walking around and he was looking at everyone.
他手里拿了一根线。
And in his hand, he held a measuring rod.
我们这位慕道朋友，他不知道什么线，他觉得没有看过什么线，他觉得主耶稣什么手上拿一条白色的面条。
And he didn't know what it was, so he thought, why did Jesus hold a white cloth in his hand.
Noodle.
White noodle in his hand.
因为他觉得主耶稣怎么拉了一条长面条在地上干什么？
He thought, why was Jesus holding a very long white noodle and dragging it on the ground?
走来走去，走来走去，看看看这些人。
But Jesus was walking around, looking at everyone.
那这个意象重复出现两次，就是第一天跟第二天重复出现这样的意象。
And this vision reappeared the second day, so he saw this vision twice.
在他们祷告当中，主耶稣基督出现。
During their prayer, Jesus appeared among them.
我们来看撒迦利亚书。
Let us turn to Zechariah.
撒迦利亚书第二章。
Zechariah chapter 2.
旧约圣经撒迦利亚书第二章。
Zechariah in the Old Testament chapter 2.
第一节。
Verse 1.
他所看的意象跟圣经中所记的意象是一模一样的。
The vision that he saw is similar to the vision that is recorded in the Bible.
我又举目观看，见一个人手里拿准绳。
Then I raised my eyes and looked, and behold, a man with a measuring line.
第二节，我说你要往哪里去？他对我说，我要去量耶路撒冷，看有多宽多长。
So I said to him, where are you going? And he said to me, to measure Jerusalem, to see what is its width and what is its length.
当然，这个慕道青年他不知道这一节经节，他不知道的。
The true seeker friend did not know these Bible verses.
他只是很奇怪，怎么有这个人出现拿着绳子在里面走来走去干什么？
He thought, why is it so strange? This person appears in my prayer and I see him with a line walking around.
其实这个就是神主耶稣出现，手里拿一根准绳，在这个众祷告人当中在量每一个人的心。
But actually, it was Jesus Christ. He appeared with a measuring line and he is measuring everyone's heart.
在量这里面的这个团体。
He is measuring the multitude that during prayer.
在量这个教会。
He is measuring the church.
所以启示录第十一章里面这样说。
Therefore, in Revelation chapter 10, it tells us.
看嘛，看启示录第十一章。
Let us turn to Revelation chapter 11.
启示录第十一章。
Revelation chapter 11.
第一节。
Verse 1.
有一根苇子是给我当作量度的杖，耶和华说起来，将神的殿和坛，并在殿中礼拜人都量一量。
Then I was given a reed like a measuring rod, and the angel stood, saying, Rise and measure the temple of God, the altar, and those who worship there.
神他要量我们这个殿，我们这个教会。
God will measure his temple, our church.
要量我们的坛，其实就是我们的祷告。
He will measure our altar, which is our prayers.
要量我们这个人。
He will measure us.
量我们的心。
He will measure our hearts.
所以我们的祷告里面，其实主耶稣都在我们当中。
When we pray, Jesus is among us.
我们祷告绝对不是对空气讲话的。
We are not praying to air.
我们是跟主耶稣讲。
We are praying to God.
手里那一根准绳就要量量我们的心到底把主耶稣放哪里。
The measuring rod is to measure where Jesus is in our hearts.
如果我们真的我们心在这里。
If our heart is truly here.
我们真的向主耶稣祈求能够像他一样谦卑服侍。
If we truly pray to God so we can be more like him to serve humbly.
跟他求圣灵的浇灌让我们有信心。
If we pray to him for the fullness of the Holy Spirit to have more faith.
他要听我们的祷告。
Then the Lord Jesus Christ will hear our prayers.
他要按我们的心回应我们的祈求。
He will respond to the request in accordance to our hearts.
这是他的应许。
This is his promise.
我们现在如果愿意接受按手祷告的我们到前面来祷告。
If you're willing to receive the laying of hands, please come to the front to pray.
我们同心祷告。
We will pray of one accord.
也为我们下午要举开的布道会祷告。
Let us also pray for our afternoon evangelical service.
还有明天要举开的可能有人要洗礼，以及我们要举开的圣礼，我们都求主耶稣带领。
We also ask God to guide our water baptism and our holy communion.
我们一起跪下来祷告。
Let us kneel down and pray together.
愿你接受按手到前面来。
If you are willing to be laid hands on, please come to the front.